from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Executives tell me he's got Keenan Allen and Mike Evans type of ability. Yeah. This is a 6'4 punt returner, short area quickness. Yeah. People criticize him for running a 4'6. He ran over 20 miles per hour in the gauntlet at the combine. That's the best time over the last 2 years. Played football and basketball at Michigan State before going to the Noles. This is a freak athlete. He's going to make contested catches, and he often makes the spectacular look regular and ordinary. He's dynamic, and I think he's going to be an instant day one big time contributor to Josh Allen and the Buffalo offense. What?
Keon Coleman will be a very interesting player for fantasy this season. He is going, at least from the last time I looked at ADP, which was maybe 2 days ago, so I'm assuming this hasn't changed drastically, as the top Bills receiver in drafts. We'll talk some fantasy here. Fantasy Friday, 9:30, we got to do it. Adam Krautwurst, now on the Western Hotline. The Deep End, which of course he co-hosts with Mike Shope, full-time fantasy as well. What's up, Adam? Very excited to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
How are you, sir? I'm doing well.
From that clip, Coleman, Samuel, Shakir, all going within, what, like 2 rounds of each other? Who are you targeting?
Yeah.
Or are you targeting none of them? That could, of course, be the answer here.
I know. Boy, you're cutting right to it here, huh?
Right at it.
in best ball, I want pieces of all of them because we just don't know. But if I have to plant my flag on a guy, it's probably Curtis Samuel, especially based on ADP, because he's going kind of in the middle of them. Usually it's Keon Coleman, then Samuel, then Shakir. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of diving in a little bit more on Curtis Samuel and kind of watching some film and stuff like that. And he's been so good. He's from Ohio State. Like, he's got that pedigree. He's been hurt. He's been on teams that aren't as good at quarterback. So I'm hoping, reuniting with their offensive coordinator there, that they can get him involved more. But man, I get asked this question all the time, and I just don't know.
Yeah. Adam Krautwurst on the Wester Hotline. Lots of fantasy coming up here in this segment at @Adam_Krautwurst. He is also going to be a part of the Scott Fishbowl draft that we're going to have live on Sunday, which I'm very excited for. And the format, what's the quirkiest thing about the format this year? Is it that it's like all flex positions?
Yeah, it's tons of flex positions, and it's like tight end premium plus. So you get like a point and a half, I think, per catch, but you also get like extra points for first downs and stuff like that. So I've been looking at some boards. I did a Scott Fishbowl mock draft show a couple weeks ago, and the tight ends went off the board like crazy. It's obviously super flex too, so you can start quarterback at the flex position. So it's really fun because, you know, especially this time of year, drafts kind of get stale because there's no news, there's no injuries, thank God, yet, and stuff like that. So it's just it's kind of the same old, but with the Scott Fishbowl, man, it's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy. And I think you're going to get with the different special teams in the NFL this year, you're going to get kick returns back. You're going to get punt returns back.
Yeah.
I think you're getting those receiving yards and those kickoff return yards from a lot of the receivers.
Yeah. Fishbowl, by the way, is going to be Sunday, 1 o'clock at the Fatty Beer up in North Tonawanda by the Wurlitzer building. And you can come by, watch the draft. You can shout names at us. I might listen depending on who it is, and maybe I'll take one of those guys myself. So yeah, 1 o'clock on Sunday, and fantasycares.org if you want to donate Fantasy Cares toys for kids around Christmas time. So very good cause that all the proceeds are going to. So Fishbowl on Sunday. Who is the player that you are drafting the most of so far this year?
Man, there's a couple that I really, really like. You know, and a guy that, you know, it depends on like what kind of draft you're in, what positions and, sure, and the scoring and stuff like that. And a guy that I was really on last year that I'm back on again this year is Garrett Wilson. He's a guy that anytime I'm in the back half of the first round, I'm targeting him for all the same reasons last year. I mean, the guy went for 1,000 yards with like the worst quarterback in the history of the NFL. So he's going to get Aaron Rodgers back. Hopefully he's healthy. Even if you get 80% of the Aaron Rodgers that we're used to, it's still going to be a great season for Garrett Wilson. So he's a guy that I've been just constantly clicking at the 1-2 turn. And another guy that I don't want to miss out on. I don't know how many games he's going to play. I don't know. But I know when he's out there, he's going to be sensational. And that's Devin Achane. He's a guy that I don't want to miss out on in the third round because he can break a slate every single week, and that's the guy that I want to have in my roster come fantasy playoff time.
Yeah, he is someone. I'm glad to hear you say that because I'm in one league that's like two keepers, and then the rest of it is redraft. And I had a decision to make between, and you can keep the guy as long as you want, no penalty. So it's just like if you want the guy forever, you can have him. So yep. It was Achane versus Kelce for me, and like rankings would have told me Kelce. But I was thinking long term a little bit with this as well. And man, when he played last year, I think the first time he had a big week, he wouldn't have been in anyone's lineup. But then I took a risk and put him in right after that. And almost every week he was healthy for. I mean, he won you the week. And that's rare, right, in fantasy where you get a guy that just can outright win you the week.
Yes.
But, like, I guess, how are they treating him? They drafted a player around him. They brought back Mostert. But how confident are you? Like, is it boom or bust? And is the boom really the reason that you're finding your way to him while acknowledging that there is a downside to him? Or do you just see it as like, no, this is going to work?
I am so confident. Like, when he plays, he's going to be awesome. His analytics, his metrics were all great. He was good, even good coming out of college. Like, he's a speed burner. And I trust Mike McDaniel. He knows what he's doing. He's proven he gets that speed out there. If Achane's healthy, he's going to be awesome. I mean, Mostert, you know, last year he was 32. That was 33 something, maybe 32 this year. I'm always willing to bet against a 32-year-old running back, always. Mm-hmm. And I really like this kid Wright that they've got too. And they've proven Miami that two running backs can smash every single week in that offense. So it's not even like he has to even win the job. We don't even necessarily want Achane getting 20 touches. We want, you know, 12 to 15 touches between carries and targets, and then let him just cook. So as long, whenever he's healthy, whenever he plays, I'm starting him with immense confidence, and I'm okay handcuffing him with Jalen Wright in the 13th round because if Achane goes down, I think Wright's going to be fine. If Mostert goes down at 33 years old, Wright and Achane can both hit. So I'm super excited about that backfield.
Yeah, Achane against the Bills last year, by the way, for the Dolphins in the two games he played, 22 carries, 208 yards rushing, and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So we got a chance to see him up close and personal. Bills fans did. So yeah, I'm very high on him this year as well. Adam Krautwurst on the Westher Hotline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm talking some fantasy here on a Friday. What about some of the former Bills? Diggs, Gabe Davis, are these players that you're finding your way to? Starting with Diggs, because he is in such a crowded room there for receivers. Like, would you think he could finish anywhere from 1 to 3 on the pecking order there in Houston? Or do you think because of the investment, he's more likely to be higher?
I think it's going to be week to week with those guys. That's why they're tough outside of best ball. Like, I think Nico Collins is very talented, young, in his prime. You've got Diggs. There you have Tank Dell, who's also great. I think it's going to be week to week, honestly, Joe. I think it's going to be like 1 week you're going to get two of them. The next week you'll get maybe a different two. But I do think Diggs will be the more consistent of the three week in and week out. You know, part of me just wants, you know, you've got all the numbers, the projections, the analytics, all this stuff. But part of me is just like, you know what? He's Stephon Diggs. They went out and got him. Like, how silly is it that we're going to let him? I mean, right now he's going in the fourth round. Well, depending on what draft you are, but he's going around like wide receiver 24. Like, he could easily end up as a top 15, 13, 12, 10 receiver, you know what I mean? God forbid any injuries happen in that receiving core. And we're going to be like, man, how stupid. Like, why were we waiting so long to take Diggs? He's only 31, 30 in a good offense. Sometimes I just take him just because, you know what, it's Stephon Diggs and it's a good offense. But I do think it's going to be inconsistent lineup setting week to week because of Nico Collins and because of Tank Dell. She just kind of cross your fingers and hope that it's Diggs week during your biggest weeks.
Yeah. And then what about Davis and Jacksonville? Is it kind of a little bit similar, a different type of player, but it's, you know, there's a bunch of names there also. So maybe best ball is a better format for him?
Yeah, I think best ball is a better format for him. I think having him there, to me, props up the other receivers. I don't think Gabe Davis is that good. I think he made a lot of money because Josh Allen was his quarterback. He kind of was fading at the, I mean, he did have a lot of touchdowns for them. But I think that having him there has lowered the prices of Brian Thomas and Christian Kirk. I'm kind of off Gabe Davis this year. Again, it's best ball, so whatever. But in a lineup setting league, I'm kind of propping up Brian Thomas a little bit more. And I'm certainly propping up Kirk and Evan Ingram, who's probably, you know, the wide receiver one there. So I don't really have a lot of Gabe Davis. Again, I don't think Trevor Lawrence is the quarterback that Josh Allen is. So I think Gabe Davis could be like their fourth option there, and that's not what you want.
Fantasy season is upon us, July 12th, and we've got a draft coming up on Sunday, the Scott Fishbowl Fatty Beer in North Tonawanda next to the Wurlitzer building. Green Bay. I wanted to ask you about Green Bay with their receivers and the breakout candidates you could have there. It feels like I either get one or the other. Someone's drafting Christian Watson really high or someone's drafting Jaden Reed really high. Is that kind of how you find it happening, where someone, there's always someone that wants to bet on a Green Bay breakout at receiver?
Yeah, Jaden Reed's the one that's going higher now. I liked him coming out of college, too. I had him a ton last year, which was really nice. But now he's going in the seventh round, sixth round of these drafts. And you, again, it's like a Bills situation. You just don't know. I mean, they've got – so Christian Watson was hurt a ton last year, but when he plays, he's awesome. So you've got that there. You've got the tight end. You've got a couple running backs who can catch the ball. So it's like, I just don't, you know, he's going as wide receiver 38, 36, somewhere in there, Jaden Reed. So it's not terrible, but he's going around guys like DeAndre Hopkins, Chris Godwin, even Ladd McConkey, who hasn't proven himself at all. Ladd McConkey can see twice the targets that Jaden Reed does. You know, he's going around Terry McLaurin. It's like, I don't know. I'd rather have those guys than a kind of a dart throw on Jaden Reed, where you could certainly see him falling off. A lot of his fantasy production came last year on touchdowns. His touchdown rate was astronomical, which is great to know that he can score touchdowns, but it's very hard to predict year to year.
Yeah. And then finally, Adam, for you, like, what's the right strategy, you think, this year to build a roster positionally? Like, running back, I kind of got into the hero running back strategy, where you pick one running back high and then you wait a long time for the rest of it. Is there a strategy that kind of sticks out to you that you would advise people is a decent idea for this summer?
I love the hero RB strategy. That's the one that I'm most comfortable with, taking a stud running back in the first round and then loading up on receivers, tight end, quarterback, and then coming back to it later on. I think that's a comfortable – but again, sometimes, unless it's an auction league, you don't really have the choice sometimes. If you pick – like, you know how many times I've picked eighth – and, you know, the top three running backs are gone, and it's like, do I want to reach on Gibbs? Because I do love Gibbs, but I think he is a step down from McCaffrey, Bijan, and Breece Hall. So it's like, do I want to pass on my guy Garrett Wilson or Amon-Ra or something for that? So it's, you can't always pull it off, but that's the one I'm most comfortable with, going that route, and then waiting, kind of skipping through the RB dead zone there in the middle of the draft, and then coming back and getting later guys like a Devin Singletary, Jonathan Brooks, you know, guys like that as your RB2, and then load up on them later. Take a bunch of them. A hero RB, zero RB guy that I really love this year is Blake Corum, that you can get him in like the 10th or 11th round. He could be this year's Kyren Williams. I think he's better than Kyren Williams, and he I don't think he'll outplay him, but it's a situation where the Rams stick with one running back, and Kyren's undersized. He missed 5 games last year. I don't see him playing 17 games. So when Corum does get that opportunity, he's going to get the full workload because they don't rotate their backs. And maybe he takes it and doesn't look back. You can get him in the 10th round. And if he hits like Kyren did last year, that's a moneymaker.
Yeah, it's hard to do, but even hearing you talk, like, I'm having a reaction because I have Kyren Williams dynasty shares where I'm like, oh, I don't want that to happen. But really the smart thing then to do would be to be drafting Blake Corum this summer so that I'm not stuck in one position basically for all my
leagues. Absolutely. And you didn't spend big money on Kyren last year. You got him for free, which is a great savvy move. Now, you know, now you're not really relying on him, and going to get Corum would be really cool.
Absolutely. Adam Krautwurst @Adam_Krautwurst on Twitter, full-time fantasy, and of course the Deep End podcast with Mike Schoep. See you on Sunday, Adam. Can't wait.
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
All right. Fishbowl on Sunday and 1 o'clock. If you want to stop by, Fatty Beer, if you're looking for something to do, stop by, watch us draft, shout some names. And if someone does that and comes and shouts a name and it's somewhat reasonable, then maybe I'll commit to picking it. Time out here. When we come back, we have Pick of the Week, and Extendo Sports as we'll get you off to the Extra Point Show coming up here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them,
Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.